What's up, world? I'd like to welcome y'all to a Drug Dealer's Dreams podcast, yo. Shit is real. We got real guests.
Yep.
Informative. Yo, my name G.
I'm Benny Blanco. You know, for those of you who lived it, can relate to it, seen it, heard it, felt it, been through it, it's for you.
Yo, we gonna have real convo, real guests, real just back and forth with me and my guy, man. Sit back, enjoy the ride, man. Drug Dealer's Dreams.
Word. If you're tuning in for gossip, tune out.
All right.
Drug Dealer's Dream.
Drug Dealer's Dream.
Top of the world.
Another episode, man. We switched locations, man. Flash it only.
Yeah.
I'm G.
I'm Benny. We on the top of the world, as you can see. We got the ambiance.
Tell everybody how you scared of heights.
Definitely scared of heights, so... But I feel good. I feel good. I got the ambiance is right. I'm calm. The fire's lit with no wood, which is rich shit. We got pillows. You know, everything is... I'm comfortable,
hey,
man. I'm comfortable. And I'm glad to be back, man.
You took a week off.
Yeah, it was vacation time.
We had technical difficulties, actually.
Or we could just say it was vacation time.
It was vacation time. I did go on vacation.
That's what I'm saying. I kind of had a staycation. You know what I'm saying?
What happened?
I had my mom's in town for like 10 days straight.
That's a long time.
Yes. And the way my mother is, she'll never think of staying in a hotel or anything like that. She's coming.
Why was she?
To your crib.
It's right. Your mom's.
No, that's the way it's supposed to be. So that was a... For anybody in this stage of life, in like a reflective stage of life, right? Because that's what we do.
I mean, you got to say, is your mom's elderly?
My mom's is 76.
Okay. You know, you be looking young. They might
I should have. She might be mad at me for saying her age, but.
76?
Yeah, I think 76.
You know what I'm saying?
On the dot. And shout out to her for even being that age, jumping on a plane. I got a sister in Baltimore.
She be coming kind of often, though.
Yeah, it's been about a year this time. Okay. I got a sister in Baltimore who she'll drive to go see, though. You know, she jumps in the whip.
Your mom will drive to be more?
Listen, my mom just got in an accident. She ran a red light. She told me that she saw the red light, but she couldn't tell the deprivation of it. She couldn't tell how far it was. Ran the red light coming from... the mall. What's the mall's name?
Destiny.
Coming from Destiny.
Carousel.
Syracuse, New York. Shout out. Coming from the mall, going to the movies with her homegirl. Still shakes. Remember I was telling you she still shakes. So she moving, runs the red light, gets hit, breaks her sternum. Told me she only took one Advil. And the whole recovery
Jesus
time.
Grabbed the wheel. Now listen, man.
I said, damn, I was taking an Advil right when she told me from a hangover.
From a hangover.
And my shit was a gel cap. I know she took the old school. But real quick, let me tell you, right? So that much time with your mom, you do a lot of reflecting, you know? You do a lot of thinking. Everybody's family is dysfunctional if you, you know.
2,000%.
Yeah, so we did a lot of talking. It's dope. It's just a blessing to be able to be this age and made it through what we made it through. And for us to reconnect as adults, it's just dope. You know, I get to, besides her, like, wanting me to watch whack shit on TV, that's the worst part about it. You know what I'm saying?
My grandmother be having me watching Westerns.
Yo, 100%. She was like, I think there's this Western detective show you'll like. It made me bring it up on the Fire Stick.
Yeah.
And, it was terrible, but I thugged it out for like 3 episodes. I thugged it out.
I don't want to stop your story, so you could either finish.
Nah, I just, for anybody, you know, it's always a special bond between a son and a mother anyway, right? Mm-hmm. And then if your mother was the predominant parent, it's a different kind of connection, man. And you got to take time, no matter how old we get, to reflect on that and make sure you make your mother, or if you got a dope pops, whatever, make them part of your life, you know what I'm saying? And tell them the truth. The truth is powerful at this age. You ain't got to run around hiding and lying anymore like we're 16, you know?
Super fat, super fat.
You owe them that. You know, I had to come to that realization, like when you're young, We do so much. I was listening to a Don Q verse.
Okay.
Him, Dave East, and Fab. It was some like rock songs where Fab was dropping all the rock names. You know what I'm talking about?
He was bagging up in a bathroom.
100%. So I was thinking about, I'm like, damn, like, that was such an ill line. Shout out to Don Q for sounding like a 90s guy. Everybody bagged up in the bathroom with the shower on, hour-long showers. It's just, we put our mothers through mad shit. I'll tell you a quick story, right? And the people a story that really defines how my mother is.
His level's good, chap? He's talking straight. Low.
I'm talking too low? Yo. 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 I'm straight.
Sorry about this. Are we making sure y'all get a good episode?
Nah, you good. You good. So, I was at this point, which I'm sure some people could relate to, when your mom, she knows that you're doing some, you know, she knows you ain't living right, and she goes through your shit.
Yeah.
You ever had moms go through your shit?
Yes.
Okay, so has she ever hit you with the, like, get this out of my house?
My mom's hit me with, I don't like what I found under your bed.
Do you remember what it was?
It was weird. I had a whole plate. You know, back in the days, it wasn't loud. We was fucking with mid, so I had a whole bunch of mid. You cutting it with the scissors, holding the shit in your hand.
Seeds and I left a just plate exploding out
under
of the,
my
yeah.
under my shit.
The seeds used to explode out of the buds. Yeah,
my mom's came in there. I wasn't home. I left the shit under my bed.
How much was a pound of weed?
$800.
Yep.
It was $800.
$20 quarters.
Thanks.
Yep. So, but this defines my mother. So it wasn't fair for her because she wasn't ready for what I was facing, which you could speak on this as a parent, right?
Wow.
There's mad shit because of the generational difference that your son might go through that you might just not be familiar with or not so ready with. It's their generation shit, you know? Right. So, like, if I had a son right now and I found, like, perks in his bedroom, I wouldn't know what the fuck. Right. Why do you pop those? You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So, moms finds a 38.
Mm.
But this is how deep it get. I had it hidden in a sock. Right? Like, this big, like, sock. Right? She was so shook, I don't think she even took it out. She just felt it and knew what it was and just got scared, called me, told me, yo, along with like a shoebox full of some other shit.
Yeah.
And she's like, yo, if you don't get this out the crib, I'm calling police, right? Yeah. Get out the crib, like enough is enough, right? And this is after like finds weed and all that. It's gone too far. So, I'm like, okay, I promise, right? So I go home, I get the shit, but I don't really have nobody I could trust. I'm not really fucking with a chick I could trust. Yeah. So I just basically like go drive, park my shit somewhere, I feel it's safe, kill time till I know she's asleep, then sneak everything back into her house, right? So I'm sleeping on the couch, still racking my brain to where I could take everything. And motherfuckers decide to let off some big shit in front of my house that night. Right? And you know the neighborhood my mother lives in. Yeah, well, you're going to understand when I tell you. So you know the neighborhood my mother lives in is a nice neighborhood.
Right.
Okay? It's close enough to the bullshit, but it's far enough at the same time.
Yeah.
So I'm involved with whatever, some motherfuckers come. To this day, I don't know if they accident, if, I don't know if they... I don't really understand the purpose, but I know it's for me because of the amount of shots and where they did it, right?
Yeah.
And for that neighborhood, there's not. So all the neighbors.
All
the neighbors telling me immediately, right? I don't know this. I'm asleep, right? I hear the shit in the night. The shit was so loud.
Yeah.
I fell off the couch. I sleep on the couch. Mm. Fell off the couch. Police come to my crib 7 in the morning.
Mm.
Neighbors told us, for your son.
Yeah.
whatever, whatever. This is just after she threatened to call the police on me the day before. For my own doing.
In the house.
I'm still in the house. They're like, we need to speak to your son immediately. You know, go get him. Yeah. He ain't here. Mm. That's like mom classic, classic mom holding it down situation.
Now that's dope.
You know what I'm saying? Put them through everything, they and then they still hold you down. Yeah.
I want to jump another subject, right? So today Cam called me, right?
Yeah.
Everybody been following our show. My brother got a life sentence. Just turned 25. Called me this morning. He been calling me all week, but I've been in Vegas. I've been missing his call just cause Vegas. You know what
right,
I'm saying?
Right.
He's been calling me. So he called me today. I finally answered. He's like, bro, don't ever do that to me again. Like, make sure you good. You know what I'm saying? He said, I had a bad day. I'm like, man, what happened? You know what I'm saying? I thought he got in a fight. You know what I mean?
What?
Cut somebody. Nah, I thought. You know
okay.
But it was worse. The nigga, the next cell to him hung up. Hung himself.
The one he was talking about? Who's
nah,
coming
just,
home?
Nah. This nigga got a life. He got 50 to life.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? The nigga just moved on his block yesterday. Today he hung himself. He woke up. Nigga hung himself. He's like, bro, it's different when you see a motherfucker blue. You know what I'm saying? Like, he like, bro, nigga been down like 12 years. He got a 50 to life. He done exhausted all his, whatever. His appeals and shit. He ain't got nobody on the street helping and shit. And nigga hung up. You know what I'm saying? And it was ill because he wasn't crying on the phone, but he like basically like, bro, you gotta get me the fuck out of here. You know what I'm saying? Like, shit deeper than rap. You know what I'm saying? So, like I be thinking like, it don't matter how much money you spend, how much whatever you going through. This shit ain't never that bad. It's a motherfucker in there without nothing to live for. You know what I'm saying? So, like, I be thinking, like, you gotta have time to reflect about everything.
Everything.
You know what I'm saying?
You gotta appreciate what you got.
I don't fuck what your kid did to you.
No, you gotta appreciate what
your mom
did
to you. Like, you gotta appreciate your blessings, yo. Like, you waking up every morning doing what the fuck you wanna do. You know what I'm saying? Good or bad, you know what I mean? And I said on another episode, like, my bro said, man, I just want to be able to be on the street and open up a refrigerator. I don't know what it feel like. I don't know what it feel like to hear the phone ring. Like, when he call, the phone don't ring until somebody answer. Like, he just hear you say hello. You know what I'm saying? Like, that should be different. You know what I'm saying? So, how good we living out here, how we out here, like, you got to appreciate that shit. You know what I'm saying? Because motherfuckers ain't got it good. You know what I'm saying? Niggas got it bad. Like,
I already knew this episode was gonna be ill because of the environment. Like, we could joke, but
nah, real shit.
You know, this is different. You know what I'm saying?
Nah,
it just make you feel good. I had let me tell you about appreciation, right? So, down here in the beginning, yo, for anybody who's moving somewhere, like, you trying to escape something, not a flaw that you did, not because you're running from nothing, just because you're trying to better your life. It's an uphill climb. It's an uphill climb. Like, cause you're gonna lose part of your identity. Shit you already proved or established where you was from. You got to start over. You're not showing up in a new place the
and
same
everybody
person.
Everybody know what type of nigga you is. They don't know you hold the hammer.
Yeah, they don't know anything. So you know somebody might run off on you for $100.
You know the illest part of life. I want to jump in.
No, go ahead.
Because like you do so much at home putting in work, like, to become who you are, right?
Right.
You move here, motherfucker don't know what you did, right?
Right.
But you move here not trying to be on bullshit.
Exactly.
So
you try to fix the things you did wrong.
So, and then as you get older, you really don't want to be on bullshit because you got, like,
too much to lose.
A nigga not going to trick me off the street again, right?
Right.
So I'm going to...
I'm fucked up.
I'm going to... Hold on. Let me see something. Yo. Nah, I'm good money. I'm gonna let a motherfucker slide.
Right.
Who, when I lived at home, I wouldn't. Because, love my city. Motherfuckers at home don't got nothing to live for.
Right. Right.
The disrespect is stepping on your shoe. Motherfucker want to kill you, right? Nigga run off for $50. Nigga want to kill you, right?
Right.
I was explaining to somebody the other day, like, once I got older and I was doing wrong, not now, right? Once I got older and I was doing wrong,
yeah.
If I gotta bring a hammer to do dirt, I ain't gonna do it. You know what I'm saying? I ain't scared, but what the fuck I'm doing that for? Like, come on, man. If I got the potential to get robbed or I gotta defend myself and shoot a nigga, like,
stupid.
This shit is dumb, because what's gonna happen is the nigga shooting at you or the nigga doing something to you, when you do something to him, he gonna tell on you, and your ass in jail, your kids fucked up, and he on the street and telling everybody how you, whatever, a sucker, whatever. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. And they gonna still fuck with him.
You know.
So at the end of the day, you gotta kind of live for you. You know what I'm saying?
No, you
snitching
do.
Shit, but I'm just talking about, like, you gotta live for you and not try to prove to nobody else that you lit or you somebody. Like, and this to the young boys, like, you gotta live for you. You trying to prove to your block, prove to your hood. Oh, shit.
Yeah. Damn, we in the elements.
We in the wilderness.
We in the elements.
You see what we do for y'all?
Yeah.
Fuck out of here. You better watch this shit.
40 stories up. Shit still flying around.
What I'm saying, you really gotta.
You saw how I threw you that sign?
Nah, facts.
Go ahead.
So, nah, but you just gotta live for you, yo. Like.
Nah, you do.
Like, man, I done been to jail too many times for it to actually show me that my hood didn't love me.
Somebody
not
told
saying
me.
Certain people, but
right.
That shit don't love you, yo. Like when you're in there by yourself and it's only your girl sending you some shit or your mom's, that shit different. Like, why I'm come back home and disrespect them to fuck with you? Nah, I ain't doing that. I'ma fuck with my kids and I'ma live for me and all the motherfuckers who swear when you come home broke or whatever situation, if you lost your job and you broke, at the end of the day, at that point, ain't nobody helping you, right?
Yeah.
But when I'm up, you want to say, yo, I heard you down in the A, you doing good. Nah, nigga, when I was fucked up, when I was eating goddamn...
When you was fucked up?
Some bullshit. Right. Mackerel and tuna and some dumbass shit. Nobody send me shit. No magazine, no nothing. Don't come... When I'm up, don't fuck with me. I need you to fuck with me when I'm down. When I'm up, I don't need you. You know what I'm saying? So... I just think you got to be 100 all the way around. So
nah,
you got to take care of yourself. You know what I'm saying? That's all I'm saying.
It's ill because somebody told me something that stuck in my head, right? We in the era of one-liners now. Right. Like, motherfuckers have lived their whole life off a meme, right? Okay. I told you, I coined the saying trademark, meme me alone.
Okay.
Because when chicks talk to me,
they need to trademark it.
What's up?
You need to trademark it.
Yeah, we'll trademark it.
All right, let's go.
Meet me alone. Because these chicks, they grew up, and I don't mean to single out the women, but y'all do this shit. Like, it's not my fault that y'all do it. Y'all live by memes and shit. What Fab was ahead of his time. What do you say? Captions be deep, but you shallow as a puddle. So right? Fat. And, yo, I'm sure some men do it, whatever, too, yeah. But... In the era of one-liners, somebody told me validation is for parking. Right? And it got me thinking, right? It got me thinking, like, because you also got these one-liners like, I don't get the credit I deserve. And da-da. So validation is real, right? But the true value on it comes from yourself. So when you talk about things like what you was just speaking about, like doing shit, you know, for something so minor, you know what I'm saying? Somebody owing you a small amount of money or something and letting them, you know, the saying you always use, let them trick you off the streets. All that shit was for validation because we were measuring ourselves against a bar that was unattainable, meaning you can't be a super shooter killer. You just can't.
It's impossible.
You just can't.
I tell my brother that. You out here being a fucking cowboy, your ass
you
in that
can't.
Can. You know what I'm saying? This what happens. You know, since we doing one-liners, it's like, they said, when I tell you yes 99 times, on the 100th time I tell you no, you forgot about the other 99, right?
Right.
It's and that's just what it is. You know what I'm saying? Like motherfuckers, it's perception.
100%.
You only see what you want to see. You know what I mean?
But the whole validation is for parking. But you do want validation from certain people, right? Because
100%.
Certain people you do wild shit for, and... like
I just
you
want you to understand. Exactly. I want you to respect it. I want you to.
Yo, it ain't about a payback. You don't owe me. But you need to have understanding of what the fuck is going on so you can value me on a certain level so you don't run off on $50 or $100. Yeah. Or even deeper than that, if it's a woman you're dealing with or if it's a family member, fuck a play. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. It's don't run off on favor. Yeah. Don't run off on generosity. Yeah. Don't run off on selflessness. Like, these are the things that have real value,
man. You know
what
the problem is people who do shit like that, in any circumstance, is they're never up. They never come up.
You're right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, it's for you to run off on me, you didn't have it in the first place. You don't have the hustle it takes to make something. You know what I'm saying? I say it all the time. Like I used to tell my brother who locked Free Cam, because he used to be on his jukes and shit, right?
Right.
I said, man, how many robbers you know with money? Don't have no fucking money. They got money then, right. And in a month, 2 months, they broke and they looking for the next lick because they don't know how to work. Right. They don't know how to hustle. Right. It's an art in that. Right. You know what I'm saying? You don't have to go to work at McDonald's every day or work in a factory. Like, it's still a work and a hustle. Right. You know what I'm saying? Like, you got to learn that.
Right.
Stealing ain't work. You know what I'm saying? And you only get so far. Like, a nigga gonna blow your fucking head off. You gonna get the right one you looking for. You know what I'm saying?
Stealing is stealing.
So at the end of the day, like as we say all the time, hard work beats talent all day.
Every day.
You gotta fucking work, man.
Every day.
You know what I'm saying? Like we out here shooting a show, we say all the time, like, for nothing. Like, for y'all, like, real shit. This shit is, you know what I mean? It's,
we do this shit out of responsibility.
Yeah, like we feel we gotta teach, like without being preachy, you know what I'm saying?
100%.
You really gotta understand.
Because,
like,
it's Tuesday night in the A, we're grown.
And I could do what the fuck I want.
Exactly.
Y'all hear me?
Exactly.
Do what the fuck I want.
Exactly.
We could do what we want. We taking our time out to take 2-3 hours to let you know, like.
And the point is not, there's no arrogance. It's not like, yo, we do what we want. It's not like that. It's like we want everybody to do what they want.
Yeah.
I want everybody to get a Tuesday night with their homeboy that they grew up with who really knows them, no matter where they are. Talk it out, man. Talk it out. You know what I'm saying? Call a family member, write a kite. Yo, communication is deep, man. Like, look how things attach, right? Mm-hmm. These young motherfuckers, man, as much as I hate Instagram and we have to post all the time because we have the podcast and all that, but like you was telling me earlier this week, like, how the young boys know how to work this shit.
Yeah.
They know how to work it. And then shout out to them, man, because that little motherfucker got that dance ain't going nowhere.
Oh, Shiggy. Shout out to Shiggy, man.
He just got rich.
Kiki.
I love to watch a little dude get rich. Cause I can only imagine, like, yo, when Drink Champs hit us off the podcast, right?
Yeah.
We was hype.
Shout out to Drink Champs.
Yeah, shout out Drink Champs, shout out Ali and D.
Word. For those, just in case y'all ain't know, we do have a deal with Drink Champs.
Yeah, yeah. And shout out Extra Mile Entertainment.
And we like that they rock with us, but
definitely.
But we an independent unit. We work on our own.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
At the same time.
Yeah, man.
Which, so that could be a whole nother podcast. Y'all got to understand how to do that. But right. Shout out to the young people, man, who are literally taking the internet and making careers out the
and,
shit.
And damn, I'm not going off the subject, but like, we working on the fly, like for anybody chasing their dream, right? We didn't know nothing about no podcast.
Nah.
We didn't know nothing about having the illest nigga live, man. Sensei Chop, man. Chop on the camera and all
yes,
that.
Yes, man.
Like, we had trial and error with cameramen, with anybody, with
engineers. With guests, with everything.
Everything, guests. But we tried our hand. That's the difference. Like, a lot of times we talking off camera about people, period, who think that you owe them. Like, like niggas see us on YouTube, on iTunes, Spotify, we on mad shit, right?
Right.
They think we rich. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah.
Like, we working though.
Definitely.
Like, y'all need to get up off your ass.
Definitely.
You know what I'm saying? Working. You gotta work. Like we don't got no bag from this shit. But when this bag come, we know we done put a year, 2 years in and we earned it. You know what I'm saying? And I think that's the big difference. Like
and we got more to come.
Yeah, it's people I done grew up with, people he done grew up with who think that we owe. Like, I don't owe shit. You know what I'm saying? And not, you know, on no, I owe? Not on no pressing shit. It's like motherfucker think, yo, you on, look out. No, like Hov said, ask him for a Porsche is like asking for a coffin. Like, don't ask me for shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, because when you was up and I was fucked up, I ain't ask you. And you ain't give me shit. And I ain't tripping. But when I'm up, you can't ask me for shit. You know what I'm saying? That's just what it is. You know what I'm saying?
I feel like I owe, right?
I tell you all the time that you're wrong for thinking you owe. You don't owe shit.
But listen, I'm going to tell you who I feel like I owe. All right?
Go ahead.
It's not the people that think I owe.
Okay. I'm with you.
I just always feel like I owe it to the dead to survive, bro. Like,
there's nothing wrong with that.
That's just how I feel. Like,
I go for that.
Yeah, you know, it's like,
you don't owe it for motherfuckers walking, breathing these 24 hours that you got.
Exactly. Do something.
That's it.
Cause
you gotta make motherfuckers not here proud.
You do.
What I'm saying? You gotta make your mom proud.
You know, sometimes I think about how my story could end. Right. This is real shit. Right. Cause you have to. You gotta think about how they gonna tell your story. You know, my grandfather, he told me that the only measure of a man is the stories they tell at your funeral.
Okay.
And that shit is real. You know, you gotta avoid certain things. Like, for those of you who think that you're sidewinding through life and you're getting over on people, them stories will be told, you know? Yeah. They're gonna show up at your funeral and they're gonna shit on you because they're gonna tell the truth, you know?
Yeah.
So just make sure your truth is valid and make sure you live up to who you say you are. You know, you used the line. Which line you just said from the song?
Which song? Asking for a portion is like asking for a...
Yeah. It's like that portion can't be monetary. You gotta judge somebody, like you said, by the 99 things they do for you. You really do, man, because those people are hard to find. Those people are hard to find.
Nah, real shit.
So those people that don't, get them away from
it. Nah, like, damn, talk. I like what you said when you say you owe it for the people who not here, right?
Yeah.
So, all right, you remember when Kool got killed, right?
Huh?
God rest bless the dead.
Yep.
Lee Scott, BJ.
Yep.
Kool-Aid, right?
Yep.
Go to his funeral, like, everybody in army fatigue. Remember, like, everybody lit, right? So, he go on somebody else's block, somebody else's hood.
Uh-huh.
It's a shootout. We don't give all the details. At the end of the day, he gets shot one time. Right. I don't care from who gun.
Right.
And he died. Right. One shot. Right. I ain't even gonna tell the whole story.
Yeah.
I'm in a car that gets shot up crazy. Like, I don't get hit.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, how I get in a car that Swiss cheese and I survive, you know what I'm saying? Opposed to a motherfucker who get hurt once and die. You know what I'm saying? So
who was a great dude. Who was
a good dude.
Right.
Man, RIP, man. Like we just sneak in GCA and play basketball and shit. Like,
yeah.
Like, we used to do
We used to do 7th grade math tutoring together and then go get French fries
his
from
time was his time. But at the end of the day, it's you kind of do owe it for the people not here, because that could have been you. You know what I'm
you
saying?
Do.
One of them shots could have hit me.
And you know what I think? I think that the people not here, they don't want to see me locked up. Mm-hmm. They don't want to see me doing the same shit. My bad, bro. I didn't mean to swipe that towards you.
No.
They don't want to see me doing the same shit I was doing when I was a teenager. You know, they want to see growth.
Right.
Yo, let me tell you something real quick that gave me perspective when I got down here, right? Because I'm beyond this. That topic... We'll talk about that later,
right?
When I got down here, so you try to better yourself, right?
100%.
And I would give this advice to every single person that leaves where they're from, if they were in the streets or whatever. Get a job, you know? A job can be your foundation. A job can be steady income. You can learn about things like credit and shit that other adults been learning about that you might have been just overlooking, because the hustle is the hustle, right?
Right.
What Nori say? You got to hustle to hustle. That shit is time consuming, right? Mm-hmm. So I'm still rapping and shit at this time, and I'm running an after school program for kids, right?
Blanco.
Right. So I got a student whose father is the president of Def Jam.
Oh, okay. I thought you were talking
okay, at this time.
What are you talking about?
I don't even want to say his name. I don't even want to say
I'm not going to mention his name, but just when you was at Krim.
Definitely. So.
A rich kid school.
Yeah, rich kid school. They hired me to run this after school slash summer program. So I'm doing this shit, but I'm still rapping. I'm younger, and I still got certain aspirations and shit. And I feel the responsibility to put certain people on that I'm with because that's how a team moves. So I meet one of my kid's parents who was the president of Def Jam at this time. And he don't know me for nothing besides my job. And our generation, it's hard. Like, it was hard after Jada said, you never was a thug, you was a worker.
Yeah.
Right? It's hard. It was hard for us to validate our own identity, have a job. You know, we grew up in the era where it didn't matter if you had a Benz. It didn't matter if you had the biggest chain. If you got it from working, it didn't count.
100%.
So
you worked at Chrysler.
Yeah, so yeah, I was already going through, like, just growing up. Just growing up, right? So I meet this dude. His wife is beautiful. His kids are healthy. They're great. His wife's driving a Porsche, a Benz, to drop him off. All that. He got the life that I aspire for, right? I'm not hating right there. I'm looking at it as motivation. We don't see the shit in the town. We don't see it in the town.
Right.
And I had came off a meeting with Def Jam like 6 months before, and I couldn't wait to chop it up.
Sidebar.
Yeah.
Coming from up top, I don't give a fuck where you stayed at up top.
Yeah.
You didn't see motherfuckers lit like you see in the A.
You don't.
So if a motherfucker had a Benz, a Lex, or whatever, you knew him. That's
right. So and so, and you knew
Marcus,
what he had, and you knew,
Kareem
and, yeah,
with
and
the
you
Lex.
Knew how he got it.
Right.
Right.
You know he was on bullshit.
Right.
When you come to the A, you don't know what a motherfucker is. You don't know if he's a rapper, a producer, a NBA player. You can blend in.
You don't.
That's the illest part about being here is that a motherfucker can blend. The police see you, see me in an ill whip.
It don't
they
matter.
They give me the thumbs up.
It don't matter.
They don't look at me crazy.
It don't matter.
You know what I'm saying? So that shit is a different aspiration. Like, I say that to say the reason why I interrupted your story is because a lot of motherfuckers don't know that you're in Atlanta when you're saying
right,
this.
Right,
you know what I'm saying?
Right.
So when the president of Def Jam, he could have been in New York, right?
But
no, but he's here.
Right.
But what I'm saying, you coming from up top, so you see like...
And come from the town, we'll never meet the president of Def Jam.
So the after-school program you was doing, that's down here?
That's Krim.
Oh,
That's why I stopped
right,
because
de la
motherfucker
Krim.
Watching
so
don't
I was
know
working.
What
I was working for the school district in Syracuse. Let me tell him, right?
All right,
working for the school district. This is how humble you got to be to make a change in your life. Real shit. This is the strength you got to have. I signed a contract with the Syracuse City School District for $18,000 a year.
$18,000
to change my life.
That ain't shit.
That was my first step.
That's like the worst pay in America.
I had to move back in with my mom's, with my bitch. No, I'm sorry. With my chick.
With your bitch.
No. She's a good
chick. First
of all,
no.
I'm not calling her a bitch.
No disrespect to your bitch.
The crowd. Don't you agree?
Let's
not call her a bitch.
No.
She's a mother now. She's got babies.
Let me stop. This G.
She did break a.
This is G.
She did break a BlackBerry on the side of my face.
Let me speak.
Okay, go ahead.
Listen. No disrespect to his bitch. Listen. We're not saying bitch disrespectful. This bitch like in girl. Like in,
okay.
like a
human
being.
If we
gonna
do
being.
That, we gonna
like,
do that.
Bitch
okay.
is in, like,
right,
like this is
it.
Love of his life at the time. Like, right. But she's, but this is us.
I'm being responsible.
Say what we say when
but
you,
I'm being responsible.
No, say what you say when we
off
lights the camera.
On.
This
okay,
is us.
All right.
Drug dealer's dream. Like, right. You
okay.
move in your with your mom, with your bitch.
With my bitch.
You gotta say with emphasis because damn it, with my bitch at my mom's crib.
And
like,
I had the floor
know.
Mattress.
Yeah,
and I'm fucking my bitch on the
floor
mattress.
As in bitch.
I was.
You know what I'm saying?
No box spring underneath.
Come on, stop it, yo. We're not gonna do that. We're not gonna fake for the people. You with your bitch. Like, on the floor mattress, you wildin'. Like,
wildin'.
You a loser.
Word.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
nah,
for real. Like,
word.
Let's go.
It's the buildup.
Yeah.
You got to build yourself
you
back
talk
up.
Talk that shit. Don't sugarcoat it. All right. Let's go.
So I'm with my girl.
Tripping.
Right.
You out of control, bro. Like, real live. I'm disappointed in you.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, all right. Nah, but listen. So, yo. So, damn, you made me forget the whole. So, I signed for the 18 bands, right?
Talk about
I signed for the 18 bands. I do the year. Had just son.
Yeah.
In my school.
My son was in the school. He was my son gym teacher.
Right. Not gym. I was a substitute. I floated around everywhere.
Floated around.
I don't want them to think, you know, they got to know the truth. All that shit, right?
18,000, they know you wasn't permanent.
Hell no. I'm a float. I'm a sucker. I'm the lowest of the low.
Working man is a sucker.
Right. So, I get an opportunity back in Atlanta.
Okay.
Right? Where they're like, yo, I'll give
What's the name of this school?
Creme de la creme.
Creme de la creme.
This shit is different from the Syracuse City School District. Okay.
This is different paid world. Preschool.
Right. And paid. So I had a an after school program. So I come down here, fast forward, whatever. I got the kid, I got the dudes, the President Def Jam kids in my class. Long way from Syracuse. The money's not long.
Right.
They pay me 15 an hour.
Okay.
Of course I'm gonna leave 18,000 for 15 an hour. So for those of you out there watching this shit, who don't want to take 15 an hour to change your life, take that shit.
Hell yeah.
It can change your life.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So, I'm teaching homie daughter, right? And he comes. He's very busy, whatever, obviously, right? He's in and out of town. This is when Rick Ross was popping, Jeezy was popping. He behind all that shit, right? And one day he comes to drop her off and he sees me. He like, yo, you the new, you know, after school director or whatever. I'm like, yeah. He like, yo, you like, okay. You know what I'm saying? I'm just making sure my daughter in good hands, whatever. We chop it up for like 5 minutes. And that's that. And then that was on a Friday. I'm in the gym on a Sunday. And I pull up my phone and I see Def Jam president commit suicide. Right? So it all spins full circle to just, yo, appreciate what you got, because I wanted this man's life, but little did I know his life, he ain't want it.
Wasn't happy. Like, something happened to where he killed himself.
Right, so you gotta appreciate what the fuck you got, man. You know, every day above ground is a chance for everything you want in life. You know, so it's like, that always gives me perspective, you know, because we human, like, shit stresses me out all the time. But I think about shit like that, you know?
Deep in the rap, you know what I mean? Episode turned somber.
I mean, I ain't mean to do that. I'm just saying.
But, I did it with the cam shit. It's real though. Like niggas who work, nothing wrong with working, but like you work check to check, right? Whenever I had a job, I've had many jobs, like, I'm not just a lit motherfucker, right? I've had many jobs, and every time I worked check to check. And I used to be like, damn, I gotta pay these bills and I got this much left, right?
Right.
And you complain.
Right.
But it's so many people that got it worse. Like, you still gotta appreciate it. Like, don't get it twisted. You always gotta aspire for more. But appreciate what you got. Appreciate you not being next to a nigga who hung himself because he ain't never coming home.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? Like you gotta take the good with the bad.
Yo, I got another.
And you gotta be able to, if you got a dream on the side, use your job to fund your dream on the side.
100%.
Don't be dumb and quit your job because
you're aspiring. That's what everybody does in the A.
And then be fucked up.
That's a PSA to
Atlanta.
Take
your ass to work and not think about these niggas driving Bentleys every day because you're going to have one tomorrow. No, you ain't got no fucking job. You ain't got nothing to fucking pay for the shit with. Take your ass to work and fund your dream on the side. You know what I'm saying? And then when your side dream get lit, go to work and say, fuck you, and then do that. You know what I'm saying? Right. But in
you
the meantime,
feed your dream.
Take your dumb ass to work. Like y'all niggas tripping, talking about you going to be in the studio all
and
day.
And bitches tripping.
Like, you not about to be lit. Nah. You know what I'm saying? Like.
Man, this dude I know, he, the nigga make $12 an hour, right?
Okay.
So he went to go get an apartment.
Okay.
That's $1,400 a month.
Okay.
I'm like, why you would do that? He was like, shit, I don't know how I'm going to pay that, but you know, folks gonna think I'm lit. I'm like, bro,
it
you
work.
Nah, you moving ass backwards,
you tripping.
Yo.
You tripping.
Yo, I'm gonna tell you.
It happens every day. And it happens every day, and it's Atlanta shit. Like it's real
super
life.
Super Atlanta
like, man, I was talking to somebody today, right? And he was like, man, I just moved here. 3 years ago.
Right.
He said, man, I moved to Atlanta, shit. Everybody tell me about Atlanta, about the jobs, about the girls, about the da da da. He was like, but then they told me that was the old Atlanta. I said, yeah, that was the old Atlanta. Mm-hmm. I said, listen, like for people who don't know who don't live in Atlanta, you move here 2003, 2004, 2005.
That shit's different now.
They said, oh, yes, girls with jobs. They graduated from college. They looking for, they just happy. It's 20 to 1. They just happy to find a guy. They'll take care of them. They'll put forth for the dream.
Yeah.
All of that.
Yeah.
Yeah, that might have been what it was.
Right.
BMF came in this motherfucker.
It changed everything.
And
it's over.
Oh, nigga, you ain't buying a bottle? You's a broke ass, bitch ass nigga. God damn. I might just want one drink tonight.
Yeah.
Why I gotta buy a bottle? I'm a sucker nigga now.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And it changed the game. Now it's the red bottom. It's chicks who ain't had no fucking job in the past 5 years who be like, damn, you don't give me 500. You don't pay my phone bill. You don't do that. Like, you stingy.
Bro, swear to God, this chick told my boy
a
month ago, she up there texting the nigga and shit. No, the nigga, he had tried to get a number.
Yeah.
So she said, I'm gonna give you my number. Let me text you. She texted him. She looked at her phone. She like, oh, you got a green bubble.
Ooh.
Nah, delete my shit. He's like, I don't even know what that means. What's a green bubble?
Yeah,
I like,
well, it's because he ain't got no iPhone. He ain't got the blue. Super
fan.
The iPhone game is real. Shit, I got an iPhone. Yeah, shit, you got an iPhone.
Yeah.
You don't know about the green because you got blue.
Okay.
Listen, iPhone game is real.
You
Android, use Android, use an alien. You know what I'm saying? You the goddamn alien.
You can Android your way out of the box.
You're a fucking alien. So what I'm saying is,
yeah, the A changed.
The A changed.
Let me tell you
the
something,
A
right?
The A changed because at the end of the day, now when you go to the clubs here, when I moved to the club here, it had a few VIP sections, but
right.
It was for the artists who was coming to host or
right. They might even
now,
make them special.
Now, it was a dance floor for people who was having fun.
Right.
Ain't no dance floor now.
No.
Club,
no
30
thing.
Sections. You ain't got a section, you a loser.
Right.
It's like, damn, I don't want to spend $1,500 tonight. I just want to chill.
Let me tell you, right?
Go ahead.
Let me tell you, because I got job. Yo, when you humble yourself to work a job,
okay.
You get shitty pay, but the beauty in it is you get perspective. So,
okay.
The first job I had down here, while I'm going back and forth to it, Interscope with a deal, I'm still washing cars for $8.50 an hour, right?
Okay. I remember that.
Yeah.
Enterprise. Let's shout them out.
I'm washing cars for Enterprise.
I crashed the rental.
You did. I hooked you up.
He hooked
this
me up with a
classic
rental.
Classic homeboy
and I
shit.
It.
I hooked him up.
I
put
home
my
from
whole
doing
life
a bid.
On the line.
Let's backtrack.
And you wrapped the rental.
I came
home
from doing a bid.
Rome, you
hear
this shit?
I decided.
He wraps the rental.
No, listen. Rome was there. I came home from doing a bid, my first bid ever.
Yeah.
And I don't want to hustle. I decided I'm going to throw parties.
Right.
I get Kid Capri.
You do.
I throw
you
a
do.
Party, and Blanc gets me a fucking van.
Because I'm washing cars at Enterprise.
Kid Capri Rider said a 15-passenger van. He had like four niggas with him. Like, why'd you ask for a 15-passenger van?
Right.
You played me, right? I don't know how to drive a 15-passenger van. I wrecked the shit, right? So... It's under Blanc, the work for Enterprise.
And I only get the shit wrong because my manager is like super cool with me because I'm like selling weed out the wash bay.
Yeah, yo, we fucked up. Blanc made $8 an hour. I got shit.
King Capri was on it when you
He was even mad because I
No, listen. King Capri had to come out. Yeah, he called me and told me. He got his bags or whatever. I was in like the parking lot, right?
And I told him before he pulled off
the
lot. The
van is so big.
This shit's big.
He's a goddamn.
He crashes. He's a crasher.
Yes, yes, I did.
Right. So I tell him, don't fucking crash the van because I'm getting it on a favor anyway. Yeah. All they trying to give me is Tauruses.
I can't really cut the corners in the big ass van. Bro, so listen, I'll scrape the whole shit this time.
Yeah.
It's like a tiger claw went through the whole joint, right? So listen, I picked the nigga up like, my nigga, get in the car. Like, this nigga don't get in with turntables. He got the little bullshit.
He got
a
discus.
I'm like, nigga, you asked for a 15-passenger. You ain't got no record.
Yeah.
Like, you tripping, bro. I could have got a Sonata. Like, you
right.
You out of control, right?
Right.
So I get in the car, right? Listen, So.
Oh my God. Yeah,
but I say that to say, like I did a bid, right? I don't want to hustle, so I want to throw parties.
Yeah, you trying
and
to be a promoter.
I spent all my money
being
a party promoter.
I remember.
Right?
I came.
I ain't got no
party.
Fucking car, my nigga. Like, right. I got a whole bitch. Like, right. Bitches in, wifey, like all that. Like, right. I don't disrespect yours. I say that to mine. Right,
right, right, right, right.
So listen, right. I do that, and my party's a fucking dud. My
super
nigga.
Dud. Yeah, yeah.
Party's a dud.
Yeah, I remember.
I done spent all my fucking money, right? The club wants
$7,000. Kid Capri was whack.
Kid Capri want $5,000.
He was whack.
Like, listen, my nigga,
I don't have no money. No, I want to blow.
Kid Capri wasn't whack.
Yes, he was.
No, he wasn't. The first record he played was R. Kelly.
There.
I'm not going to let you disrespect Kid Capri. Like,
he was whack.
You out of control. I just seen him on Breakfast Club. You tripping.
Listen, he was whack.
Listen, bro.
He might be, he's a legend. He's a legend, but that
Kid
night.
Capri wasn't nobody whack. There. What is he rocking for?
R. Kelly.
I disrespected
you
him.
You had a theme.
What are you talking about?
You had a theme.
No, I didn't.
Yes, you
nobody
did.
There.
You had a New York rooftop theme. No, I remember the shit.
There's like 18 people
here. It doesn't matter. He's supposed to stick to the theme.
I threw a dud and I'm going to own it.
Okay.
So listen.
He didn't stick to the theme. He played R. Kelly.
I say that to say is.
The first.
I say
no,
that to say
oh, you're lying.
His opening DJ, technician to DJ, was lit. So listen. So what happened?
I remember waiting for him and he played
I wrecked
R.
The car.
Kelly Fiesta.
I wrecked the car. I don't have no shit.
Yeah, you did. Right?
Let's get back on the subject.
So let's get back on the subject. I know. The concrete poles with the color on them. That's what you wrapped it on.
I don't want to talk about that.
Okay, anymore. I'm just
we
saying.
We passed that. So what I'm saying is.
I had to explain.
No, I don't want to talk about that. What I'm saying is, I didn't have a car, right?
Right.
I took every quarter I had and put it in this party, right?
Okay.
And I died, right?
Right.
But, nah, for real. For real, I did. Yeah. Shout out to Kid Capri.
Yeah.
The reason I say that is you got to chase your shit. You know what I'm saying? You got to do what you got to do. You can't hang behind another nigga hope he throw you a fucking coin. I'm going to try my hand. That's why I'm going to win in life. That's the difference to everybody. Like, I ain't just an ill nigga. Like, I really ain't have shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, I really didn't have nothing.
Yo, failure is key, man.
And I tried my hand. Like, when you fail, that's a learning lesson. Like, okay, I know what to do next time. Like, after that, I was throwing parties in Alabama. I know that I can't spend $7,000 on this club
right.
because I can't recoup that.
Right.
But I could go to Alabama and spend $700 and get the whole fucking club.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like I learned my wave. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
When I ain't had no money. Right. I ain't have no car. I could have bought a car with all of that money and been getting around.
Right.
But no, I'm trying to not go back to prison and make myself a better man. You know what I'm saying? And that's what a lot of people got to learn. Like, you can't just see somebody lit. I had mad people around me who had money, but that's not their job. You know? No. Like, I'm grown. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
Like, I'm a man. Like, I got a son. He can't see me taking handouts.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, if a nigga want to give me something because he my man, that's
different. That's one thing.
But for me crawling, it's a whole nother suspect. I'd rather get it how I live.
Right.
And I was working. I was saving my checks. I'm doing all of this stuff.
I remember.
Because I believe I could do it. You know what I mean? And I think that's the biggest thing with a lot of people that I don't understand. It's how am I going to do it? Nah, like, you're going to figure
just
it out.
Just do it.
You got to
just
do
it,
bro. Like you got to just figure
that
shit out.
Let me bring it full circle,
and,
right? Go ahead.
And me being where I'm at today,
mm-hmm.
I feel that much better.
Which is where?
Because,
which is where? Tell him where.
Come on, man, please.
What I'm
man,
saying,
I'm
on,
feel,
I, got
I feel that much better is because I don't owe nobody. Like I can't even act like a motherfucker got me here. Like, I really did that shit. You know what I'm saying?
And nah, that's dope.
You my dude. I know this man since third grade.
Word.
Like real
word.
Facts.
Word.
We here. You know
and,
what I'm saying?
And we just getting bent
my nigga
on the
Rome
rooftop
is here.
On
like,
Tuesday.
We here.
Word.
Like any position in the circle we could get, that's just what's going to happen. You know what I'm saying? Because when motherfuckers wasn't around, we was here. You know what I mean? And that's just the difference, man. Like a motherfucker who ain't never did nothing for you. Not saying you had to, but you can't really ask me for shit, bro. Like, it don't work like that because I was looking for a magazine I'm looking for a letter.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? Like.
That's the speech you always. That's the speech you always give me.
Gonna watch this because I still talk to him. We still cool.
Right.
I ain't gonna put his name out there, right?
Right.
I was locked. I was lit before I was locked.
Right.
But I'm fucked up.
Right.
I need an outfit to come home in.
Right.
The man sent me a Fat Farm outfit.
In what year?
This is 2007,
like
right?
A velour suit?
No, it was a Fat Farm outfit, right? He sent it to my mom so she could send it to me, right?
It was my jeans mom, and
listen,
a shirt?
It don't matter. Okay. I never saw it. Let me just be honest with you.
Okay.
This is my mom's. My mom's, listen.
Fat Farm had a lot of button-ups.
I don't give a fuck.
Okay,
right? So listen, this is what happened. So my outfit don't ever come to the jail.
Right.
So I'm like, damn, I want to go home in the jail suit.
Yeah.
I want an outfit. So I call my mom's like, what's up? Like, you ain't sent my shit. She like, listen, I'll wait for you to call. Motherfucker sent me a Fat Farm outfit.
Oh, your like, mom's new.
My mom's like, I know you don't wear that shit. I call this nigga, I said, my nigga, like, so listen,
you got your shit from Burlington.
Listen, bro, I was gone 4 years and some change. So I had her send me some shit out my closet that I had that was still legit,
better
right?
Than, mm-hmm.
But it was still, I want to come home with new shit.
Yeah.
I'm coming home with old boxes, socks.
Yeah.
But I knew at that point, like, I gotta.
Right.
So listen, this is what happened. I come home. The nigga pull up to my mom's crib. Like,
okay.
I'm fucked up. No
okay.
car, I'm staying at my mom's, crib, so I'm 17. I'm damn near 30 at this point, right? So, I'm like, my nigga, you sent me a Fat Farm outfit. My nigga, like, you tripping. Like, you know what the nigga asked me?
Huh.
Shit, let me get it back. I could take it back. Facts. I said, hold up. Got it.
Take that shit back. Word.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
appreciate that.
He effort. Thinking the thought that count.
And it's
I'm
not.
Thinking you trying to play me.
Yeah.
Cause you ain't never seen me in Fat Farm, nothing.
Damn.
You know what I'm saying? So,
that's deep.
But so like halfway, I use his motivation to stunt on him. He's still cool. You sent me something. You ain't, you know what I mean? But
a lot of motherfuckers ain't saying
like,
shit.
But like, I'm bubbling the soda. I ain't got no choice but to go to the top. I'm at right. the worst place I'm in. I'm like a 14-year-old. You know what I'm saying? But I'm 30 with two kids. You know what I'm saying? Like, nah, fuck
yo,
that.
Yo, you know that's,
you know what I'm
I love,
you,
I love.
You, gotta, you could, like, it's ill. I was locked, right? That's what they say. You could go home being bitter or you go home being better.
Mm.
I ain't go home being better. I just use it as motivation. You know what I'm saying?
I love that you say that,
I don't
bro.
Hold no ill will towards no nigga. You know what I'm saying?
But, love that you say
but,
that.
But at the end of the day, you can't try me, though. You know
nah,
what I'm saying?
Nah, I love that you
because
say that.
Because you've been home for all these years and never went nowhere. There ain't no way I'm supposed to be up more than you. But you gave me the eye of the tiger. Like, you put fuel in my
exactly.
fire. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly. Yo, and it's crazy. It relates perfectly to, I know this shit got sidetracked, but... The original story why I brought the shit up, why I brought up the working at Enterprise before you wrapped the van, right?
Huh?
Let me tell you why. So I'm in the A now, I'm from the town, I'm seeing things, I'm learning things, right? I got this pair of Sean John jeans, right?
Okay.
From Charney's.
Okay.
I ain't like them no more because this is when the truth started popping.
Got a little slumber.
Not even so much slimmer. They a little
it's
bit
just
slimmer,
a new name brand
but
way.
It's a
you
new.
Wear Levi's
the Sean Johns, the Fat Farms, the shit was over.
Right.
It was over, and even though I might have paid $100 for the jeans, and which at that time was a lot, they wasn't right anymore. So I remember putting them in my closet, right, and forgetting about them. And thinking I got to upgrade. And then I'm washing these cars and coming from the town, I don't see Phantoms, okay?
Right.
I don't see Phantoms. Now, for those of you familiar with Atlanta, I'm working on Piedmont. The Rolls-Royce dealership is right there. The Enterprise I'm washing cars for, I jumped from the Enterprise to Jaguar, Land Rover to Rolls-Royce. So all those customers I'm serving, I'm driving them around. And, I see this, shit was so real, bro. I used to leave my mix CDs in like rappers' cars. Like they'll drop off their Range Rovers, I leave my mix CDs in there. Shout out to Big Boy, he used to leave like half like joints in his ashtray.
Yeah.
I'll take that shit.
Fuck it.
Smoke it. But,
fuck Big Boy.
But, yeah. This white Phantom pulls up. Same year it comes out. I remember like it was yesterday because they did the debut there. And I'm waiting to see who jumps out because I'm still trying to hand my CD to the right motherfuckers or finagle the situation. And he jump out with the Sean John jeans on.
Okay.
Out the Phantom.
You go pull your shits back out.
No.
Okay.
Hell no.
Okay.
He still looked whack in them shits.
He's lame as fuck.
But it made me realize, yo, them shits was pressed.
Yeah.
You know, not a wrinkle in them. Okay. He's still wearing them with pride. Yo, I was fucking up. I wasn't appreciating what I had.
Real shit.
You see what I'm saying? Real you got to appreciate what you have, man, because, yo, even when you on top, you count dollars. Like, if you follow this podcast off the rip, we went from a sweat box to 40 floors up, bro.
40 floors up.
But we still talking the same shit.
Man, listen, don't undersell that. When I first met y'all, bro, yeah. I come pull up. I'm like, man, these niggas done gave me the wrong address, bro. Should look like Chinatown.
Yeah.
Bro, you been over there, bro?
Yeah.
Nigga done open up the back door. I see a whole warehouse. Motherfuckers in there making shirts and shit.
Yeah.
I'm like, these niggas gonna set me up, bro.
Yeah.
These niggas got fortune cookies back here.
Super fat. Super fat.
Nah, it's
shrimp
real.
Fly life.
Yeah,
it's real. It's real. All that.
Yeah, yo, appreciate what you got.
We had
man.
A whole compound where we was at first. Sweating up motherfucker, but we were still doing this shit for
fuck
free.
That shit.
Still paying like we weigh. You know what I mean? Like, man, listen, man. You got to invest in yourself. Like we talk
What's
about,
the moral of the story, man? Tell them the moral of the story, man.
The moral of the story is, listen, like Kiss said, if you had the chips that you're talking about, you wouldn't be riffing. Like, you can't really be.
Say it one more time. Say it one more time. You saw how he went fast, bro. You saw how he went fast. He sideways that shit.
The moral of the story is, listen, if you had them chips that you talk about, you couldn't be riffing. Like at the end of the day, stop faking. Like go ahead and do what you do. This shit, money ain't gonna rain out the sky, yo.
No.
Like you really
work,
gotta
man.
Stop faking out here
get to
and
work.
Really go handle your shit. Ain't nothing wrong with going to get no job. I ain't going to get no job. But ain't nothing wrong with going to get no job. I got too many kids.
Right.
Like but at the end of the day, ain't nothing wrong with going to get no job. And right. And don't let a motherfucker on the corner who ain't doing shit telling you that shit ain't the way to go. Because his ass going to the can.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? Like I said it before, I was locked up, right? And motherfuckers in there used to say, damn, I keep saying this shit. I don't want to sound
repetitive. No, say it. You got drilled in their head, man.
Niggas in the can used to be like, yo, them niggas on the working niggas on the street is in the way.
Right.
Niggas out there making $30,000, $40,000 a year, them niggas is in the way.
Mm-hmm.
All right, y'all niggas in here, what, you got 100 grand? You got 10 fucking years. You making $10,000 a year for 10 years. Them niggas making more than you.
Right.
And being at home with their kids.
Right.
And fucking with their girl.
And building credit.
And right. End up buying a house. Like nigga, you in the fucking way. I was
right.
In the way.
Right.
That it's the same shit. Like don't believe the street shit at the end of the day, because I was in it. And I went to prison, and I came home with nothing. And that shit ain't cool, and you got to get it back even worse, because you 10 steps ahead of the working nigga who at Home Depot.
Right.
Like super facts. You know what I'm saying? I hope the nigga at Home Depot strive for more, but I had less than him. You know what I'm saying? And I couldn't get a job at Home Depot.
Right.
So
right.
At the end of the day, don't be on sucker time because the older nigga told you who done did 20 years and done came home and he still on sucker time. Nigga, you just a sucker. You know what I'm saying? Like
right.
At the end of the day, if you gonna hustle, I respect it. Get out how you live. Be smart as you can. But no, it ain't nothing wrong with being on the other side either.
No.
You know what I'm saying? So I say that to say, man, it's a drug dealer's dream, man.
Yo, let's start doing that at the end of every episode. The moral of the story.
Moral
that
the
could
story
be our joint. I was talking to Rome. Rome, where you at? Rome, come here. Come here, Rome. Come here.
Okay.
Real quick.
While Rome walking over there, y'all make sure y'all go to drugdealersdream.com, check out the apparel. Y'all go to YouTube.
Move the pillows.
Y'all check out the episode season 1. We're on season 2. Make sure y'all hit that subscribe, hit the notification bell. leave some comments. Y'all don't be out like no crabs, because as soon as y'all get on that shit talking about something, oh, I knew y'all gonna be something, y'all wanna fucking with us from the jump. It's fuck right. You for life, forever, your kids, everybody. So make sure y'all do that.
Chop, relax.
Nah, that's Chop. You know, like this my nigga, like, this the first time he done stepped in on this show, right?
All right.
Like, Rome don't fake like he just was the illest street nigga, right?
Right.
And I respect, listen.
That's why I brought
him. I've been with the illest killers and everybody. Like, right. Rome is my man. Rome is my brother, right?
Right.
All
right,
listen. Like I was seeing a post on the gram, right, where they said, what they say? They said, everybody's solid, like ice, but ice even melt when heat get put to it. Mm. You know what I'm saying? So
the memes be real. I say that
it's Rome real. Never played like that.
Okay.
Rome my Cody.
Okay.
Facts.
That's a fact.
For a fact. Yes,
he can laugh all he want. Rome my Cody. Fab right. Cody.
Right.
Call Rome from the can. Rome on bail. He ain't even on bail. He on bail. Yeah. Right? Rome on bail.
Right.
I say Rome. I'm like coaching Rome. Like, you good.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, right. Whatever they say to you, you gonna be straight regardless. You ain't going to no people.
You never
jail,
thought you'd
right?
be on the show tonight. Definitely. Now you gotta answer questions.
Rome, hold it down. Right? I'm like, right, Rome, hold it down.
That was a good OG move by you. You know what I'm
Rome,
saying?
Rome, hold it
that
down.
Was good. That was good.
Like,
that was a good
like
move.
I say that to say because it's niggas who done shot 30 niggas who still
who can't hold
get
it
in
down.
Front of the motherfucker
can't hold
and don't
it
hold it down.
Just
like,
spill.
Like, it don't take a motherfucker who been in mad bullshit to hold it down. Like, that's my nigga. I'm not going to steer him wrong. Like, I'm not about to lead him into no bullshit either. That still come from a good person on my side. Okay. Not to be on no sucking shit. You know
Yo,
what I'm saying?
That's your responsibility.
100%.
Right.
That's what people don't understand.
Yeah.
That's
but
their
I don't want credit for that. That's what I'm supposed to do. It's like a motherfucker you saying, I take care of my kids. I'm fucking supposed to take care of my kids.
I have a problem with you saying that. Hold on. Okay, I'm sorry. Sure. You're a guest. I'm sorry.
All right.
Your time will come.
Okay.
Your time will come. All right. Yo, I got to disrespect what you're saying.
Let's go.
On a complete level.
You my man.
It wouldn't be a full episode if we didn't disagree.
Let's go.
I hate when people say you don't get credit for what you're supposed to do. You know why?
Right.
Because 99% of these motherfuckers don't do what they're supposed to do.
Okay.
You see what I'm saying?
Okay.
That's the only sidebar I want. So okay. Rome did what he was supposed to do, which actually does give him credit.
I said that
and
to Rome.
No, I know. I'm
not
just saying,
supposed to get credit for saying that to Rome.
No, you are. Because a lot of people don't say it and wait for something to go wrong and then say,
you should have said something.
Yo, you were supposed to do this.
Okay.
That's all I'm saying. Okay. Go ahead.
I just thought that was my responsibility.
It was.
Just
it was. Cause just because of how you rock.
Bro, you good. Right. You know what I'm saying?
Go ahead.
You all right. Bro, the most you're going to get is some probation. You might get some house arrest.
Right.
You all right.
Because
right.
what he broke down.
What was
down,
going through your
not,
head?
No, because I'm thinking I'm done. You know what I'm saying? It's right. my first time.
It's his first time.
It's my first joint.
I'm like, bro, chill.
Okay. I'm like, oh,
okay.
man.
Okay.
And I just.
So you wanted him to tell you that, though, right?
Most definitely.
But when you said it. You was grateful. You wasn't like, yeah,
nah,
you were supposed to tell me.
What it is I was just looking forward to it. Because, number one, he didn't just tell me to look forward to this. He broke down the whole situation.
Damn,
this
yo,
is
you
your
did
first.
A good job,
I'm in the
bro.
Can.
You did a good job.
like,
you did
like,
a good job.
I'm fucked up.
That's
already.
What you're supposed to do.
Well, because what?
I'm not trying to get out of my
first,
situation.
When
I know
first
I'm dead.
Go, when uh-huh. we first go down,
mm-hmm.
right, he gets out before me. So I'm in there like,
what
oh.
made you feel even worse?
I'm like, oh, shit. You know what I'm saying? I don't know. But, you know what I'm saying? I hit him. He letting me know, yo, it's going to be good or whatever. So then I get out. And then, you know what I'm saying? When he go in, he's breaking down the, you know what I'm saying? The everything that was in the PSI, he said it. You know what
bro,
I'm saying?
The pre-sentence investigation. This is the feds. This is the big dogs. Like,
we catch a fed case.
And
I'm breaking it's in the feds is like a graph.
Right.
You catch a case,
right.
You got your sentencing conviction here, you got your criminal history here,
right.
And meet like in math.
Right.
There ain't no like, debating that. You gonna get that
right,
unless
right,
you
right.
tell on a
right.
nigga.
It's like
right.
the multiplication table.
Fact.
You know
it's
what
like
I'm
like
saying?
It's an
this
equation.
This. So he's breaking it all down, like, yo, right. you don't got no prize, da da da. It's not a whatever crime.
Whatever.
So you're
right.
not gonna fall
gonna
into right. this
Right, you're going to be all right. You're
so, boom. So the first thing they do when they bring me in is they try to get me to rap. Number one, when I read the PSI, I feel I he told me they're going to embellish because they put everything else on us. So I'm like, okay, I know that's not us, just like he said. You know what I'm saying? Oh, they're going to try to get me to give up him just like they said.
Right.
Da-da-da, just like they said. You know what I'm saying? And then when I speak to him, and then when once we go all the way through with the lawyer and everything, and they like, all right, we're going to give you probation, I'm like, damn, this shit played out exactly like he said it. You know what I'm saying?
But because they not to cut you off, they make a nigga fold. Like, they make you think you're about to get 10 years or 5 years or 2 years. But for a motherfucker who ain't did no time, 1 year is a lot of time. I don't want to go for no year.
Right,
I don't want to go for no time.
So,
end of the day, you tell the motherfucker you're going to take you away from your girl, your kids, she going to get another nigga, and another nigga going to be calling your kids daddy. Like, who the fuck want to do that?
Bro, so my bitch is pregnant.
And his girl is pregnant.
She's pregnant. Right.
You're not supposed to hit you back?
Yeah, you are.
You got to chill.
So, what I'm saying is, but I knew he was going to be good, and I didn't want him to fall under that pressure because they're designed to get career criminals to fold, let alone a new nigga who ain't never caught no case.
Right.
I know what they gonna try to do.
Right.
My nigga, you good.
Right.
I know I'm laying down. You know what I'm saying? There ain't no, because I'm in the grass.
Right. Right.
I know my criminal history makes me go sit down. Like, there ain't nothing else I could, I've been through it before.
So,
make sure you good. You know what I'm saying?
That's dope.
Listen, the first case he ever caught, he was working. I ain't even gonna say an establishment.
Right.
Listen.
You told all of my jobs.
What? Fucking Best Buy. He's working at Best Buy.
Thank you.
I don't care.
Fuck. This swipe is equal opportunity.
Through. Swipe has come through.
Hey, told him
it's whatever. Down. They on bullshit, right?
Go ahead.
So they trick him. He didn't tell on nobody. He told on himself. He said, "Yeah, I did it." I said, "My nigga, don't never tell that you did it."
That was you being a good guy.
They wouldn't be
that
in there asking you questions if they knew that you did it already.
Exactly.
Right.
So, we in my crib watched the first 48. Mm. You remember that?
Yeah.
I watched it. I'm on demand. Right. Look, they all tell them.
Nigga said, "Listen, he gonna say, look, yo, don't ever do them niggas' job for them."
Facts. The only time the police
you don't understand the value in what you was doing. It just came naturally. Understand that does deserve credit. And what you did deserves fucking credit. Because there's 1,000 stories out there that went wrong.
Very wrong.
A million stories that went wrong. So let's all take credit for the shit we supposed to do. So if you're supposed to be, if you father a child and you their father, take the credit for it. If you if you engage in illegal activity and you don't rat, take the credit for it.
Okay.
Take the fucking credit for it.
I ain't think to take credit for it because that's
what you're supposed to
do. Fuck it.
No, because no one does what they're supposed to.
Give me my fucking credit
then. Yeah, take your credit. Take your
fuck
credit.
Out of here.
No one does what they're supposed to do, man.
That's
I want my credit. I thought I was supposed to do.
Yeah, think about it.
Thank you.
No, let me be a real nigga. I'm preaching.
Think about this.
For listening.
No, yeah, think about this.
Thank you for not going to jail.
Yo, 100%. Yo, because the things that go wrong in our life, it's all based on people who don't do what they're supposed to do.
Do what they're supposed to do.
So when you do what you're supposed to do, let's applaud the motherfuckers around us that actually do that shit, and let's not minimize it by saying, "Oh, you was just doing what you were supposed to do." Man, nobody does what they're supposed to do. So when you meet a motherfucker that does, keep them around. Keep them around.
That's how your circle stays tight.
In the words of you, when you meet a bitch that does what she's supposed to do,
you know what it was?
Keep the bitch around.
You know the illest part about it is sometimes it ain't even about the people that do what they're supposed to do. Like, the first time I went to the can, right? None of the niggas I was around told on me, but niggas wasn't really on nothing, right? So I use that to say.
Who did tell on you?
Huh? The nigga Jug. From uptown.
I didn't even ask.
All right,
say
niggas
no more.
Still,
right,
niggas still fuck with him like he a real nigga, right?
All
right,
niggas
send me to the can, right?
Okay.
So listen. All
right.
So what I say that's to say, like, that he's from Syracuse, so I'm in Atlanta when I come home, right? I say that to say, the niggas I was fucking with, no discredit to them, like the real shit, they wasn't on shit. Like I wasn't, I was lit to them because mm-hmm. I had some thousands, but that wasn't no real money, right? So let me finish.
I'm a definitely.
Still, I came home and changed my circle because I done did this time and I done been here with niggas who was getting real money and I'm in the way. You know what I'm saying? So at the end of the time, I can be cool with y'all. I ain't got no beef, but now I gotta be. The saying is, you hang with non-broke niggas, you be the 10th one. Mm-hmm. You hang with non-broke robbers, non-broke, non-scammers, you're going to be the 10th one. Mm-hmm. I want to be around niggas who getting money. Right. Legal, illegal, I don't give a fuck. I got to be around niggas getting no money. I can't be around these niggas who ain't doing shit, bro.
Right.
And not even getting no money, you still got to have some type of ambition. It ain't even about that you rich.
Right.
I got to see you trying some shit.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, this is my nigga. Like, he be trying shit.
He do.
So, and in turn, in reality, in the long term, he gonna get some money.
Right.
Because he trying shit, not just waiting for a motherfucker to do some shit for him.
Exactly.
And that's what you gotta be around. Like your circle gotta be tight. Like, niggas getting older, these years don't pass you by.
Word.
You know what I'm saying? And I ain't got time. Like, my kids ain't gonna try to hear me trying to, you just... what you doing? You know what I'm saying? Like, you gotta be trying. You gotta be trying your hand. You know what I'm saying? These niggas.
So the real question is, what you doing with yours, right? What you doing with your 24? I know it sounds corny.
Yeah.
I know.
Nah, it ain't corny.
My nigga,
I'm an older nigga, right? Rainy Days is my favorite Raekwon song, my nigga.
Right.
Purple Tape.
Right.
Date Me If You Want To. I spent many rainy days thinking about how to get rich, show and prove it. Ask my bitch. Like when I'm sitting with my girl, with anybody, yo, I gotta figure this shit out.
Right.
Like I'm really, really trying to get this bread, yo. Right. I'm really trying to make a better situation for us.
Every day.
Better for my kids.
Every day.
It's because but some niggas think about, oh, that nigga getting money, man. I know I'm gonna wake up in the morning, I'm gonna call that nigga. He a clown for not giving me nothing. How I'm a fucking clown? How is the next nigga a clown? Because that nigga your daddy.
Right.
Like what Nas say, what I know, you know the Nas line where he be like,
you know, I
how
know.
You a man waiting for the next man to get rich? Show your plan just to stick out your hand real quick.
You know, uh-huh,
if he feeds
me,
your family,
get off the show.
Shit,
get off the
need
show.
That head you getting, he deserves your bitch.
Deserve your bitch,
nigga.
You waiting for a nigga?
You
waiting for
no idea that was the line you was talking about.
Facts.
That was really the line.
1,000%. He deserve your bitch. You waiting for the next man to get rich. He deserve the head you get. You deserve your bitch. Like, real life facts. Like you can't wait for no nigga, bro. Like.
I thought you was gonna say.
Go ahead.
Look way deep inside yourself. Discover the diamond inside. Find your wealth.
No, that's just an old nigga line.
No, it's not.
Listen.
And once you get it, you gotta get it to get it. Never want to see you with it. Fuck them though.
Yo, listen.
Go ahead.
But nah, that's real shit. Like for your girl to see you waiting for another nigga, she need to aspire to be with the other nigga. Like real life facts. Like whether you got money or not, you need to be trying to figure out how to get it on your own.
You got to.
She see you dick riding another nigga, as Troy Ave say, that ain't a form of transportation.
Nah.
My nigga, I ain't dick riding no nigga. Nobody. I'm going to get my house.
Let's plug the realest while we got it.
Tell them where to find your clothing line.
No, not tell them. You've been working on a clothing line for how many years?
I'm gonna let them plug this shit.
Yeah, go ahead.
Let me tell you about how they say on the line, on the gram, about how old dudes be online doing the kiki. Yo, Gilly said the realest shit. He's like, damn, I see niggas doing a kiki. Your man been rapping for 10 years. You ain't never plugged in.
Yeah,
you ain't
exactly.
dancing his shit.
Exactly.
Right. Listen,
exactly.
I seen a post. My nigga Rome.
That's deep.
Post our clothing line. He posts CJ.
Yeah.
He posts Chris the Cop.
Yeah.
He crossed his shit.
Yeah.
He,
right.
he wore every motherfucking
at the same time.
Line.
I saw the
because
shit.
Because you got to support your dudes, bro.
Word.
You know what I'm saying?
Word.
And that's real. And at the end of the day, me and my man done got to the point where he got shit, I buy it.
Mm.
I don't ask him to give me his shit for free.
Respect.
It's support. You know what I'm saying? Like that's my dude. And I can say, oh, man, that's my man. He going to give me a shirt.
Yeah.
I'm going to buy it.
Word.
I buy it. I go to Saks and buy it.
Right.
Why the fuck I ain't going to buy from my man?
Right.
As Hov said, why the fuck I'm gonna drink Belvedere, Puff, Gasserat?
Nah,
fuck that shit.
Niggas gotta stop.
You know what I'm saying? It's
Niggas gonna talk regardless. Just like
tell them about the realest first.
Okay, so the realest is my clothing line with my man Chris Sis. You know what I'm saying? He just left yesterday.
Give him the Instagram.
The realest is DARELES. It's just about promoting being authentic, being real.
Okay.
And you know what I'm saying? That's what it's made for. You know what I'm saying? Do without trying. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Logo's a bird, as you can see, because you know what I'm saying? Birds are comfortable everywhere. They fly in the air.
Yeah, yeah.
They float over water. They walk on land. And that's how a real person is.
Do without trying.
Talk
you
know that shit, bro.
That's how it is. See, you know what I'm saying?
I like that.
And that's why I was hype about when this whole concept was starting. You know what I'm saying? Because I done had conversations with each one of y'all individually, and y'all talk about how, you know what I'm saying, y'all want to do something to impact, you know what I'm saying, the culture that y'all came up in, and be able to put it out there individually.
Which is
what?
Real quick, from the outside looking in, right?
From the outside looking in.
How do you even define that culture? Because the only reason I ask you real quick, right, and I want you to think about this for a second. I don't want you to do a fast response. Is because everybody says for the culture, right?
Right.
And I've always said from day one, we are not for the culture. We are here to define the culture.
Right.
Because I feel like, I feel like that shit gets misconstrued because it gets blinded by like bullshit, like race stereotypes and all type of shit.
Cut off?
So when you speak of the culture, what do you speak of, bro?
Damn, we're cut off? How long?
For me, or what I seen a drug dealer's dream?
No, for you, man. That's what's important.
Yeah, yeah,
well, for me, it's basically
I think so.
Anybody or any person that came up in an authentic environment and it shaped them to who they was, and they was able to take everything that shaped them into who they were and put it out there in for other people to see or get put onto.
Okay.
So no matter if you was in a poverty situation or if you was just in, or even if you was in the burbs and you just always hung out with, you know what I'm saying, them same type of people, that's just what you it made you who you was, and you was able to bottle it up and put it out there for the world to be able to see.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
And I feel like that's what you guys do. You know what I'm saying? Y'all take all of y'all experiences,
okay,
whether it was the music you listened to coming up, the situations that you were in coming up, and y'all were able to find a lane to bottle it up and put it out there for the world. Because there's no other podcast like this, you know what I'm saying? And I'm a podcast guy. I listen to all of them, you know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
So it's nothing out there that gives the people this type of ground level, you know what I'm saying? It's almost like they get to get into the nitty gritty, as they say.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? And it's like a form of smarts with it too. You know what I'm saying?
What you think? That was a good description.
That's wrong.
That was a good description.
That's wrong.
That was a good description.
You told me I couldn't hit you and you hit me?
Yeah, all that. That was just a jab. That wasn't a strong right. You got it.
Okay.
You got it. I think that's a good way maybe to rap. What you think?
Hey, man.
What time we at?
A drug dealer's dream. It's over. This episode's over.
All right, fuck it.
That shit was wrong.
Thank you for closing it
out.
Appreciate y'all, man. You already know.
As always.
You already know. Listen, man. We out here.
Tell them, man. Tell them.
Shout out Titus, wifey over there, man.
Tell them.
T in the building. You know what I'm saying?
Everybody that comes through, thank you. Y'all add positive energy that we always need. We always need that.
Real shit. Hey, man, Drug Dealer's Dream, man, signing out. You tuning in for gossip?
Tune out. Find a roof
fuck
for some pillows. That help your life. That help your fucking life.